sat just behind the cafe. The sun is shining, not a bad temperature. And it feels like we're in a garden environment. And I'm sat with Simon Greenish, who will probably be spending more time in this garden-type environment. Why? What's happening?
I've decided to retire as the director of Bletchley Park, having been here just over 5 years. I think it's time, A, I moved on, and B, the Trust had some new blood to come in. So much has happened in the last 5 years that I think we're ready to go forward, and I think now is the time to swap.
It's a massive job. How different is Bletchley Park now from 5 years ago?
It's totally different. 5 years ago, we looked at the finances on an almost daily basis to see just how serious it all was. We're now looking at finances which are really so solid that we know that for 2 years we're going to be fine. And all the money that's come in for the development and for the restoration of the site, there's mountains of it. It's all coming through, and the site does not look like it did 5 years ago.
No, you do see improvements continuing everywhere. And this, for me, is even more reason to keep the pressure on. Mainly because if you can see where the money is going and you can see the improvement in such a special place, I don't think there's time to be resting on laurels. Is there a concern, though, with the increase of people coming that you won't be able to cope? Or will you always be able to cope with larger and larger numbers of visitors?
No, it is a real concern. The visitor increase over the last 4 or 5 years has been a factor of three, and it is causing some difficulties. We've had to reorganise how we look after the visitors, and it is working. But the development has clearly indicated that we might double the number of people through the site, and then it doesn't work without doing something fundamentally different. So the designs for the development of Bletchley Park have all been re-evaluated, and we can cope with twice the number of visitors once the development is done.
That's fantastic. What do you need to make this growth continue smoothly? Are we talking more volunteers, more people passionate about Bletchley Park?
It's all of those. We certainly want to keep the personal contact with visitors, which we get through the guiding process and through the volunteers. I think that has been an absolutely key part of what we've done. And it's so valuable that that's going to stay. So, yes, we need more people. But the thing we need more at the moment is money. Because whilst a huge amount has come in, we still have what's called partnership to put together. And we need of the order of $1.5 million to close the gap to allow us to go forward.
That seems achievable in today's... you look at the news and millions being batted around all over the place. I think some should bat that amount in this direction, if possible. Dribs and drabs is good. I was speaking to Kelsey and she was saying that she's a little bit concerned herself as to how Bletchley Park is going to replace their director that has done so much continually, non-stop, for the last 5 years, you, working, you know, up to 6 days a week, effectively. It's quite a high-pressure job, isn't it?
It's been hard, yes, there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of work gone on here. But whilst Kelsey may have some concerns, the management structures that we put together, the governance and all of that is now in good order. And I'm quite confident that the system will be able to move forward, I won't say effortlessly and seamlessly, but everything is in place for this to work properly.
So there'll be, I imagine, a big changeover period because the complexities, which have simplified, as you say, over the years of running somewhere like Bletchley Park. What kind of skills does a person need?
When you look at the skill set, it seems you need a bit of everything. You know, from press to PR to financial management to project management to visitor management to fundraising. That's just the things I can think of. So you need all of that. But I think the most important thing is you need to have a passion for the place. That this is one of the most important sites in Britain and it needs to be looked after. And it's no good having somebody coming in who doesn't have that feeling. But we do need somebody with good commercial skills because, you know, making sure that a place like this, which is entirely self-funded from an operational point of view, it is important to get somebody who really does understand how to make a visitor attraction work.
So all those skills and the new, fresh, vibrant inspiration you hope that new blood will bring along, maybe?
Absolutely, yes. And I think we're at the turning point for the park. We have put in place, I think, everything that is needed to enable it to go forward. And now it can start to go forward.
Well, it's been, I think, a massive achievement, what yourself and the team have done just in a very short period of time. You guys really need to talk about this more, because a lot of organisations can look upon, I think, how you've utilised the community, how you've turned things around, and if nothing else, glean hope for their own situations. Good luck in whatever it is. You're not the kind of person that just stops, so no, I can't imagine that happening. What are you looking at doing?
I want to do a little bit less, but I don't want to stop. But I haven't really thought too much about what I want to do, because I just want to slow down for a while.
Well, good luck and whatever it is, and I'm sure there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people quietly saying thank you very, very much.
Thank you.